prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the 18th of January, 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up our guest tonight that we've had some requests for in the last couple months and just had to get time and tie him down. We're going to talk to Dr. Cass Ingram, discuss some items he wants to share with you tonight. It's a couple of specials he wants to share with our listeners only and how to get a copy of his new catalog. Before we do that, though, we're going to get started talking about some of 5G, but I had a couple more prayer requests tonight, folks. Our dear friend from Pennsylvania, Daryl, y'all know who Daryl is. He calls in here quite often. Asked prayer for a friend of his. Her name is Brandy. Brandy is sick. She loves the Lord and trying to pull herself out of this mess and with the Lord's help. So please keep Brandy in your prayers. And also, y'all know who Mick is. Mick called the broadcast pretty often also from Mexico. Mick's having some problems. He lives, folks, in a motor home, if you will. His house burnt some years ago. And he's having trouble keeping heat on the place. So keep him in prayer, too. This is not the right time of year to be without heat. And, of course, we're still going to be offering a packet plus a DVD to accompany it if you want it. Folks, the DVD will show you exactly how the DNA, or how your DNA is altered. And they take out the name of God out of your DNA. The name of Yahweh is taken out of your DNA. They show how it works. And replace with another sequence. Who knows what that means? What it could be. The Mark of the Beast can be taking his name or the number of his name. Could they be replacing God's name with Satan's name or the number of his name? I don't know. That's an hour-long DVD you get if you want it, or CD if you prefer, but I recommend DVD because you're going to want to see the 10-minute video, that goes with this. But you'll get that plus about 80-some pages of information all about COVID, about the name of the new strain of it, Omicron, and where it come from. You're going to find out about how they planned years ago to take the name of God out of our DNA. Folks, I'm not making this up. This is all documented. 80-some page information. You get the DVD and 80-some page information. If you can send a donation of $20-$30, we'd appreciate it. But if you can't afford to send anything, we'll send to you anyway, because we want you to have it. It's that important. But we have to pay the bills here, folks. I got to pay for the paper. And shipping is outrageous. And, of course, pay Crystal some to help get that thing put together. But it's all available, folks. A donation of $25, $30 will cover it all and help us get the cost covered. But this is available to you whenever you want it. And I hope you'll get it soon. Make copies of the DVD and give it to your friends and family. Make copies of the literature. Folks, we're getting down to the wire, and this is not over yet. They're not through pushing yet. We're starting to push back a little bit, and they know that. So they're going to up the ante, believe me. And don't be surprised if they come up with something brand new in a way of another released biological weapon up on this whole world, especially here in America. Just just buckle your belt, hitch up your pants, so to speak, and get ready for a rough ride. Put your faith in Christ, but folks, stand and speak and fight for the glory of God and for the sake of your family. So you let us, just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa you want the packet and give donation what you can. We sure would appreciate that. Credit card, debit card, or get her address and write to us. Any way you want to do it. But we want so much to get that to you. And I sincerely mean that. Our guest I just said before is Dr. Cass Ingram. He's not been on for a month or a couple months probably because he's been under the weather some himself and been fighting and getting over it. And praise God he is. We got a lot to talk about tonight, folks. A lot to talk about. And as most of you already know, they have already turned on the 5G in some areas. And it's interfering with airplanes. I'm serious. They may have to ground over half the fleet because the planes can't fly in 5G. Not only that, it's affecting people with flu-like symptoms, especially those who've got the so-called vaccine, the jab, with the material in it that would actually attract this 5G into their bodies, and who knows what it can do to it. Folks, this is absolutely a scary time to live, but we're getting to see prophecy being fulfilled. Let's keep our eyes on Christ, on the truth, and stand for the truth. And Dr. Cass, are you there?
I'm here. I agree with you. I think we have to be really strong spiritually where, okay, yeah, we're under the weather. We're under the gun a bit. But so what? You just can't pay attention to this. You know, the 5G is a toxin. The vaccine is poison. But you got to just, you know, I'm around people who got vaccinated. I'm around a lot of people who got sick from being exposed to vaccines. And in fact, I was by a person who was supposed to be contagious. I said, I don't believe in this contagion. I don't believe in anything that I hear on the news. I don't believe it. I walked right up to the person. They said, Doctor, you're sick. I said, so what? I'm not going to get your disease because you don't have one. Your disease is inside yourself. So let me say something. If, and we'll get to the 5G, but if the masses approve, there have been 5 or 10 or 20 billion masks been used. Not one person ever got sick from a mask. You can't pick one up and get a finger infection. You can't pick one up and get a respiratory infection. There isn't anything contagious going around right now. Forget it. And the second thing is, on the 5G, you can't do anything about the towers. Like Europe was smart. They burned some of them down. They tore some of them down.
They found
they were disfiguring the area.
Yes.
But we don't do that in America. So they'll arrest you and put you in prison or some stupid thing. So until we get a consensus that they have to come down, the best thing you can do is take something to neutralize the 5G. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Are you going to worry about it? They're everywhere.
That's true.
Yeah, and there was one guy that showed a video of half the tree died that was exposed directly to the 5G emissions.
Right.
The other half of the tree was all right. Yeah, I know it's extremely poisonous. What are you going to do about it? You got to take some supplements to keep yourself strong and try not to stand underneath the 5G tower.
And especially we discussed a minute the ones that got the graphene oxide in now from the jab. But you know what really also should concern us, Dr. Cass, is that we've been warned by airline companies and by airports that this is going to interfere with their instruments on how to land the plane and what they have to use the instruments to do that with. It's going to interfere with their radar. All this is being warned about right now. As a matter of fact, they say they may have to ground half the planes because they're not ready equipped to be flowing in 5G. So this is where we are, folks. This is all on purpose. We've been told about it for years. And by the way, they're now working on 6G. 6G is next in line. But now they said that the company's got this, so this is 5G advanced. 6G, folks, is next in line.
There's a lot of money grubbing going on, too.
Yes.
There are people that say, I've never made so much money as now. Abbott, Bill Gates, oh, I'm making so much money because of my investments. So these, it's not just, you know, the mark of the beast. Some people are just evil for the love of the lust over the dollar bill. And they don't care who they run over, who they trample to make the money, you know.
That's so, true. That's very true.
You got to know that. You got to know that there's all ulterior motives. And you can't support anybody like that, that is evil in their hearts, you know. Now, let me tell you something. You don't have to run around in a circle and be afraid of COVID-19. You should be more concerned about the common flu. And if you take the jab, you become magnetic. You know, you saw the videos of all those people. You could stick a fork and a spoon, and they hold it right on their arm. So you become magnetic. You become magnetic to the 5G. So you've got to stay strong not to get vaccinated. Doesn't matter. Oh, you can't see the grandkids. You can't travel. You can't go to Disney World. So what? Just worship your God. Read your scripture. Think about Him. And who cares about this world? Who cares? It's going to all end soon, and then you'll live eternally. Why do you even think about the possibility of getting shots? You know, forget about it.
That's true.
Totally.
Absolutely. I totally agree. But you know, to get down to reality, though, people who've gotten the vax, the shots, and the 5G, it's going to do things to the body that they can't believe.
Well,
but
we don't know.
I'm already with some people.
We should watch for 2 years, because I think a lot more people will drop dead or get sick. But it's still early, because now people are getting their booster shots and all sorts of silly nonsense. So some people are getting 4 or 5 shots.
I mean, well, and this is not the end of it. They're talking about more. You know, in France, if you've had the vax, but you haven't got an update, they take away your card. It's no longer valid. You have to keep getting the booster shots to maintain your vaccinated status. This is not, folks, this is a planned scenario. And in Minnesota, they're giving parents $200 gift cards per child if they get the children vaccinated. So how many times in this whole world's history, Dr. Cass, have you had to bribe somebody or force somebody to do something that's good for them?
Well, I'll tell you something. 1918, about 40 million people to 80 million people supposedly died. They died from the vaccine.
That's
those
right.
Who didn't get the vaccine did okay. So, you know, fine, you want to kill everybody? Kill, you know, 20 or 30, 40, 50, 60 million people. So there's still going to be 5 billion, 6 billion. You can't kill everybody.
Well, you
look
know,
at Africa. Africa is resisting. America.
Oh, yes.
About half the people said, no, we don't want this shot. We don't care about, you know, what you're going to restrict. We're not going to take it. So 40% even. So we still, all we can do is just stay with the resistance.
Stay away from vaccinated people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with the Georgia Guidestones. I know you know about them. And Klaus Schwab, the head of WEF, the World Economic Forum, has said they're using the Georgia Guidestones as a goal to meet the Ten Commandments on those guidestones, and one of them is getting the Earth's population down to 500 million.
They literally said they want to cut it from 8 billion to 500 million. They must be devil worshippers. You're not supposed to kill even one person or even an animal unnecessarily. How can you possibly kill 500 million or, you know,
I agree,
a billion? Or how can you do that? How can you even plot it?
Look what's happened with about 75 million babies slaughtered in the womb already.
I know.
There's no conscience.
There's no end to the evil. You could count up the evil and you wouldn't be able to. So all you can do, look, live your life with your Lord. He is kind and merciful. You're going to see him. You're going to see him quick. just keep your eye focused on him. Don't Amen. Think about anything else. You know, and at the same time, I take several things internally because I'm always exposed to people that are stupid and they get the vaccine or whatever they do, whether it's a limousine driver or the cab driver or Mrs. Jones or somebody at the hair shop or somebody at Whole Foods. So what I hit the pine. You've been hearing about pine to get the shikimic acid
sure.
and all the terpenes.
Right, right.
I hit the pine tea. I hit the capsules real hard. I hit the oregaresp. I hit the oil. I hit the juice. I hit the sinurega. In fact, somebody said, you're going to get sick, doctor. You're being exposed. I said, I'm not going to get sick. I got so much oregano coming out of my pores and pine that if there's a germ, it's going to run the other way. I'm not getting sick. Get out of here. Yeah, I got this problem from this dentistry. I'm recovering, but really slowly. But get this contagion thing off my back. The whole world has gone completely nuts.
Well, that people are being governed by fear, not by faith, and that's what's destroying them. They're scared to death. They're scared of being sick, scared of dying. And long as you're scared of dying, you never can live.
The limbo person, as I take a massage from my head, the limbo person said, "Where's your mask?" I said, "You don't have any business telling me what to do medically. I'm not going to wear a mask. If that's a deal breaker, that'll get me a different car. Give me a different
Good
driver.
Good for you. Good for you."
So she said, okay. So, but I'm only one of 100,000 people. I walk into some place that has a sign that says, you can't enter unless you have a mask. I purposely walk in without a mask. And all the people that are with me, they put masks on. Or people behind me, or people in front of me. I walk in. And nobody bothers me because I make up my mind nobody's going to bother me, you know?
I agree. I totally agree. I just ignore them. I don't pay attention to them because they're not my God. They're not my God.
You can't pay attention.
No, you can't.
You can't give them any power. Yeah.
But what do you see happening with the 5G now and the vax? What do you see? What could happen in your opinion?
Well, I think you have to take antidotes.
Okay.
That's the only thing I know to tell people. Take something that it keeps your body strong, so that you're resistant against whether it's radiation, microwave, 5G, cell phones, or particularly vaccine or shedding of vaccine. You know, that I've seen so many people that got sick just by being around vaccinated people.
Yes,
they
yes.
got squeezed, some of them seriously sick, some even to the point of hospitalization. So I'm more concerned
you're confirming what we already know, that the vax people can spread the disease and do spread the disease.
Oh, they do spread the disease. And that's what happened in 1918. That's what, when you had that 40 million people that died, they dropped dead because they kept shooting that septic vaccine Rockefeller made into the people's veins. And so...
And folks, listen to what he said. Who made it? Who made the vaccine?
Rockefeller.
Uh-huh.
Rockefeller made it.
Yes.
So right now, okay... We could hit a crescendo in February or March or something, or April, where people start dropping dead and they'll push more vaccine on us. Then they're going to push more people into the grave. So hopefully it won't get that far, but it happened in 1918, and this is even more nasty, this vaccine. So we'll see what happens, you know.
Do you foresee more people getting, really sick over the next few months because of the 5G rollout? Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, there's that issue, no question about it. But the problem that we face is there's not much we in this United States can do about towers unless we have 5 or 10 million people standing up in the streets and all of us tear them down together as one group. Like the Europeans do.
Well, that I wish that could happen, but I don't see it happening.
And it's not. And the problem with America is it's full of sheeple.
Amen.
And very, very few resistors.
I totally agree with that.
So, anyway.
Totally agree with that. But now,
For your listeners, I have created a very super special where they get two free books and $20 off of the two pine products that I take, the tea and the capsules. The capsules are pretty great. But I think we should be all on that. And, you know, it's up to the listeners. But to get two free books is pretty good. And,
it is, yes.
Yeah. My books are easy to read and full of information.
Tell them about the product. We're going to discuss the product tonight. I know we are, and I want to hear about it. The pine product that you're putting out now, the special item.
Well, I think
that's a canister.
The canister of the pine, I love it. You just take the sachet and you throw it in the hot water, and then the capsules, take a couple capsules in the morning, a couple at night. It's got the oregano, black seed, and pine all together. But I don't know. It's something that is on the website that your listeners could take advantage of. It's CassIngram.com or something like that. GurneyWildNaturals.com. Look it up. I don't know. All I know is that you gotta take antidotes. I do that. Right? You can't go around, ain't it awful? Take something that can protect your cells or your tissues so that if you're exposed, whether to 5G or vaccine or graphene oxide, you can neutralize some of that. A case history. I had a woman, she works at a health food store. She started bleeding so badly from her uterus, she thought she was going to go have to have a hysterectomy. Well, half the people in the health food store she works with got the shot. So I said, I want to do a double blind study. I want you to take the oregano resp and pine, whatever, but especially the oregano resp. I want you to take that every 15 minutes to see, because that'll eat the spike protein. And so will the pine needle capsules, but didn't have any at that time. So, you know, she called me back and said, the bleeding has stopped. I didn't give her anything for bleeding. I didn't give her anything for the uterus. I just gave her something for spike protein. That's how dangerous this is. It almost put her in the hospital, and she's a healthy person who did not get the shot. You see?
And so she got the spike protein from somebody who'd been vaccinated.
That's right. 100%.
Wow.
It went straight to her uterus and started making her squirt blood.
Oh, my.
So it is a dangerous time. But fortunately, you've got me to tell you. Now, okay, I'm not practicing as a doctor. I'm just telling you as a friend that I take antidotes. You may wish to do that yourself. You may wish not to do that. It's up to you. But it's a way that you can survive in this world without... So my antidotes are the oregano resp and the pine capsules. I take the pine tea, chaga tea, whatever I can take. But I use those as antidotes.
Well, tell us, run us back in, if they order the pine tea, how much to get, and how, again, tell us how you... Because I want this myself. I want to try this myself.
Well, tell us how that works. You take a sachet and you make a cup a day or a cup twice a day, because you could use the same sachet twice, two or three times. And then you take the capsules, two capsules in the morning or one if your budget is really tight, twice a day. If you can't get the oregano resp, if you can, add that to it. Take a couple of those in the morning, a couple of night, or one twice a day, and that will give you protection against these horrible things they've done to us. Can you imagine that you spent all your time talking about the danger of the mark of the beast, and you've avoided it, and you walk into a lousy supermarket or some restaurant, and somebody starts coughing and spewing on you, and they spew graphene oxide all over your plate or all over your face. My daughter, all of my kids got vaccinated. They don't ever listen to me. So my daughter kisses me, and I immediately get a headache on that same side. I use the oregano to neutralize that. You know, and I was able to neutralize the symptom, but why would I get a headache on the same exact side? I never get headaches after she slopped one on me.
Wow.
She's full of spike protein. And I said, that miscarriage you had, you've had five successful children. Was that miscarriage after you got the shot? Well, I never heard a word from her since.
Wow.
You know, these vaccine happy people are zealots. They're zealous. What? I had one person tell me the pharmaceutical companies have only the good of humankind in mind. They have no other purpose for producing what they produce. Can you imagine?
That
was my own son who said that. You think I talked to him? So, look, people, we're up against it, and there's no other way out. You have to watch your diet, make a strong attitude, believe in your high Lord every way you can believe in him. Thank him for everything he's done for you. Kiss the ground that he's given you another day to be alive. And have a really positive attitude. Plus, take natural antidotes. Pine and oregano.
Well, now, are you saying that we should do pine and oregano every day just as a precaution?
Yes, I'm saying.
All right.
It's dangerous times.
Now, are these concoctions...
I do both. I will not go without both. I do the... you can get everything in the pine needle capsules. I made that special for you, for your listeners. If you want, you can add some oregano to that. You can get that at a health food store or buy it online, whatever.
Before we move it too fast, just talk about the pine needle capsules. Now, you said capsules. You just take them with a drink of water, or how do you do that?
Yeah, you just down the hatch.
All right, and how many do you take a day?
Well, one or two in the morning, and one or two at night. Or if you want to be crazy like me, you take four twice a day. Whatever.
There's no overdosing on them.
Well, how can you overdose on a pine tree? And these are from the edible pine species of the far north of Canada. And they're not the western pine. So, the Iceman, he had pine balls.
Hang on to the break. Folks, a lot more to talk about. And your phone calls. If you have any questions, give him a call tonight, because I have a lot of questions to ask him, too. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Prepare yourself, folks. Start trying to take care of yourself even better than you have been. I don't think it looks too bright ahead what they're going to try to do to us.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back with Ingram talking to Dr. Cass Ingram, and I do want him, and I would, there's no way we can get everything I want to get across tonight in one program. With the 5G that's already been started, and the warnings from airline pilots that this is dangerous,
yeah,
to airline companies, well, what it's doing to people that have gotten the jab. We can't even go through all that. It's impossible. But now we're trying to tell you ways to help take care of yourself every day. And I hope you take this seriously. I'm waiting for my orders from Dr. Cass now on the pine. I'm anxious to use it because the pine, now I've read some of this, but not nearly like Dr. Cass has. Pine is actually good for you. The right kind of pine, I should say, is actually good for you, and it's full of vitamin C and other things that we should have. Go ahead and tell me about the vitamins, about the pine.
Well, there's a lot of vitamin C in this, probably would have never been discovered because they were dying, and the Native Americans showed the seamen back in the 1500s the pine tree or some other tree, and they brewed a tea and it gave them the vitamin C to get rid of the scurvy. But here's the issue. The tree has always been a medicine, and it's mentioned in the Holy Book that, you know, they use the trees, but nobody paid any attention. So pine and spruce. Pine, if you take it on a daily basis, will strengthen your immune system, your digestion, and it helps with the gastric, situations, gastric ulcer and all that. But also with skin disorders, pine tar is used for psoriasis. But I'll tell you something else. The spruce tree, the spruce is the absolute God-given medicine for eczema, dermatitis, peeling skin, and psoriasis. Spruce, even better than pine for that. So we've been sitting all this time with all these trees all around us giving us the oxygen we need, taking away the carbon dioxide, and they have been making medicines unto humankind for us to use. Just the trees alone. Yeah. And we have an endless supply.
And the pine capsule that you talk about, tell us what's in them and what they can do for you.
Okay, those are great. Now, that's black seed, oregano, a crude herb, spruce, and pine. The main ingredient is pine. But what a great thing to take on a daily basis for the immune system is those pine capsules. And they have everything in them so that a person could take advantage of a one-shop-stop type of approach. So, I mean, I love them. I won't go a day without taking my pine capsules. But
okay.
Yeah, that and the tea.
You know, I've never tried pine tea. I have friends of mine who get the nettles off the pines and make tea out of it, and they say it actually tastes pretty good.
Well, the problem that we face with pine needles, that's good to make them fresh like that, is that they tend to go moldy. They have a high moisture content. But if you cut them, like Pure Wild does, you cut them and you desiccate them, you let them dry. You can dry that 7 to 20% moisture down to 1 or 2 or 3%, and they never mold. So this is a problem with buying the needles. Unless you have a pine tree in a remote area of your backyard, and you go out and you pick it, and you make the tea fresh, that's fine, yeah.
And what kind of pine do you recommend? I know some pines
Eastern
the best
white
for you.
Pine and red eastern pine are the best by far and the most edible. And if you start to get to the west, and they claim the ponderosa pine or the south is not so edible. That's what they claim. I don't know. I have to research that more, but they say, especially anything west of the Mississippi, is not as good as the edible type of species. But
and
you know, I think it's overkill. That pine is pine. It's just that the red pine from the north and the white pine from the north are the best quality and the safest for human use. Yeah.
And so, what parts of the pine tree can you use?
What was that?
What parts of the tree can you use? Well, I mean, what do you use the bark for?
You use all parts. The bark. Bark can be made as an emergency bread. The sap is really good for the immune system and for healing wounds. That's that sap that drips out. The needles are great for tea, and the needles are the way the pine tree stores its medicine and its moisture. So all parts basically of the tree, the inner bark, and the same with the spruce, everything from the cone to the bark to the sap. The biggest thing with the spruce is the sap, because the sap is what's used in the Spruce Alive, I guess, in the Spruce Alive cream, whatever. That is used to reverse the stupid psoriasis. Now, some people say, well, what about Cadillac? I don't know. Whatever you do, when you place an order, ask for a price sheet. Or if you call, I'll give you a number, call them and say, send me the full price list and any sheets you've got so I can study up on this. Because maybe you don't want the I don't know why you wouldn't want it, because you get the books for free. But the number is 800-295-3737, 800-295-3737. But let me go over the kit. The kit was designed for your radio show. It has in it pine sachets, 14 of those, and the pine needle capsules, plus two books at no charge to the listener. The books are $17 and 12 bucks, but they are a gift from me. So if you buy the kit, which is a reduced price, you get the books at absolutely no charge. And that's so we can you know, if you most people don't buy books and they don't read. Well, this way, if you get them in your kit, you will read them, and maybe you give them to another person to read. And if you don't protect yourself against the spike protein, it's going to get in your system and muck it up. So this is a good way to lock it out. You know?
Well, you keep saying you get 14 sachets. How much would that make, one sachet?
That's about a month's supply, because each sachet you'd use twice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
and the
capsules are 90 capsules. Let's say you take one a day, that's a 90-day supply. Let's say you take two a day, that's a 45 days.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you are the most read up and studied person that I've ever heard so far about pine, what pine can do for you. Now, you mentioned even the pine cones. How do you use those?
You make a tea.
Just break them apart and boil them?
Yeah, you just let it steep all night long in boiling hot water, and then you drink the whatever you get off of those. But that's the best way to do anything with pine, whether the bark, the needles, the cones, is to make a hot infusion. Most of the material is water-soluble. Now what is pine good for? Well, in Turkey they use it for all skin disorders, wound healing, and gastric ulcers or duodenal ulcer, any ulceration in the gut, hemorrhoids, digestive disorders, diarrhea. So there's a fair amount of use of the pine, and this would be the needles and the sap.
And all this information is in the books they get.
Yeah. Our country is focused on a spike protein and the value of pine in keeping the body clean and, you know, cleansing the tissues. That's fine. That's another great... That's why I use it. I use it so that I have a strong resistance against what's happened to our world, right?
Okay. Well, yeah, of course.
And it's delicious. With a little honey or by itself, it's very, very refreshing. It helps you sleep at night. I like pine tea a lot.
And you give them the phone number again, 800-295-3737,
or purewildnaturals.com, I think, or kazingram.com. Look, I used to be Dr. Cass Ingram, but that's kind of been sterilized. You know, anybody that tries a little something different, natural, is under the gun.
That's true.
And, you know, so don't, if my Facebook is no longer there, my YouTube, they shut it off. I'm still here, but my presence has been altered quite a bit.
Do call that number and mention you heard it on the broadcast. Get the special on the product and get the books for free. Just mention Pastor Butch.
The books are no charge. And let's say that you don't have the $60 to buy the kit. And, you know, call them anyway and say, well, here's my address. Mail me some literature. You know, there's nothing better than you could do for yourself than to take something that would strengthen you and be able to get you through this next year or two or three of challenges.
And folks, again, the number is 800-295-3737.
Yeah.
And Dr. Cass, will these products help with other problems, like just things, diseases we all fight, something a lot of people fight, like, I don't know, arthritis,
well,
diabetes, cancer?
Capsules, they're going to help your immune system. So if you have fatigue and you're run down, you're going to get a benefit from that. So if your digestion is poor, you're going to get the benefit. If your intestines are slow, they'll be activated. So you get a lot of benefit from pine. It just got popularized because of the vaccine poisoning and shedding. Other than that, it wouldn't have been, nobody would have known about it except me. I tried to put out pine needle tea years ago, but nobody was interested. Now, the whole world wants to know more about it.
Well, if this will help, so it can, it's kind of a probiotic also then, help your bowels?
I don't know what about pine helps the bowels, but I know the capsules do help with intestinal function. It could be prebiotic, it could be, I'm not sure, it could be fiber, but we haven't taken advantage, and this is, these capsules are 50% pine needles powdered by weight. So that plus the spruce is pretty huge.
All right, folks, again, it's 800-295-3737. Nobody's calling and asking any questions. I'm going to turn Dr. Cass loose in a couple minutes here and just talk to you a bit by ourselves. But, folks, this we're offering to you because I'm anxious to try it myself. Yes, I have some on the way. I really do. I'm anxious to try it.
Yeah.
I want to see what it's all about. I want to use it. I know that our Father, our Creator, made things for us, natural things that are all around us. We've forgotten what they are. We have been taught that for years. We have forgotten.
We forgot them.
Well, we turned the man.
In the holy book, it says, use the leaves of the tree as a medicine.
That's
and
right.
Pine needles are the leaves of the pine tree. So we don't even know what we could benefit from by using pine and spruce. The fact that I've seen cases of psoriasis and eczema. I had one hairdresser who had contact dermatitis for 30 years, and the spruce, it eradicated it. Now, I don't know. I'm not trying to practice medicine on you. All I know is that she'd be happy to tell you right now that her whole life has changed. She's no longer self-conscious. She can dress hair without having peeling skin all over everybody. And if you can, and I have had a very hard time with psoriasis and eczema. If you can help people with that, can you imagine? Can you imagine? And this one guy had a PSA of 800. It went from 800 to 4. He couldn't even sit on a chair. You know, PSA is prostate.
Right.
How could it go from 800 to 4? How would the spruce do that? Well, you know, you got to believe in your God. You know, he said, let the medicine be in the trees and you should take advantage of it, or something like that. And we didn't do it for 3,000 years. Let's do it now.
No. Well, no,
why suffer with all this trouble and what I mentioned anyway? No, we don't know all the different benefits. All I know is that people are loving the pine. They're getting on the spruce for skin disorders. It's also good for respiratory. It's good for respiratory scarring. Good for low oxygen. What else is it good for? It's good for, I told you about this prostate issue.
Yes.
How it benefits the people.
Well, let's take a phone call here. We've got a chance. Let's talk to a guy in Georgia named Tom. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. I'm not trying to take the train off the tracks, but y'all have talked about so much. One of the things y'all were talking about earlier was the times we're living in, and I'm a novice historian, and there was a guy named Heinrich Heine who lived in the 1820s. Well, he was born in the 1700s, but he in 1822 he wrote, "When a nation will burn books, there too will they burn people."
Yeah.
He was a German Jew, and he later became a Lutheran. But in his Germany, 111 years later, they started burning books. And by 1940, they were cropping up plans to burn people on an industrial scale. And that's where we are today.
Well, you know,
where we are, and you saw that with the Georgia tombs, whatever that is.
Godstones,
And you see that with books. And you saw that with Antifa, what they were burning some books in some libraries and different things. But again, you have to take a 24-hour cycle to this and look at each day as a blessing and try to live through it as best as you can.
And sure.
Otherwise,
yeah. The truth. Thank you, Tom. But, you know, again, of course, you mentioned burying the books. Well, that's destroying history. They're turned down our statues, our history, our foundation, our heritage in America has been destroyed. And that's all for a purpose, Tom. I mean, and by the way, what is human life? We slaughter 75 to 80 million babies in the womb. So what difference make them, what difference make the kid to kill grandma?
It's the same thing.
Oh, Pastor, we've killed too many children. I don't think there's any way out of this.
And the vaccines that they've been given to the children, you know, SIDS, what, 10,000 SIDS a year die? That's already they've been killing people. This is a new massive scale death.
It's satanic worship. It's satanic worship. What it is? This is all sacrifice to Satan. Tom, good point. Anything else you want to say?
The mask. Like in Nazi Germany, right before everything went down, you gave up the right to shake somebody's hand and say, "Hey, man, how you doing?" Instead, you had to do the Sieg Heil. And today, you can't go 6 feet between each other. You have to wear a mask. It's the same thing.
I know. We have lost our moral compass. Even people
have
beat each other up in the grocery stores over masks. Can you imagine?
Well, the church has lost its moral backbone, but both of y'all probably already know this, but in ancient times, Rome and other nations made slaves wear masks or muzzles, if you will. That's what they made them wear them. That's what they put them on.
Hand, when you swear your oath, it's because back then a slave had a mark in his hand, and if you raised your right hand and you had a mark in your hand, you couldn't testify.
And I go back to the mask that you could take 7 billion of them, put them in a cauldron, and you wouldn't get a single one germ out of there that would cause somebody to be sickened. So all these masks that are thrown everywhere, we pay no attention. We want, oh, where's your mask? And yet we'll lay them right there on the ground, on the seat.
Sure. Sure.
We don't care. Now there's 7 million of them clustered in the ocean.
That's true.
Yeah, why aren't all the fish dead? So,
a lot of them are dying.
On the coral reefs, on the beaches, everywhere.
Everywhere. Tom, anything else you want to say?
No, I would recommend, though, not using, well, yes, I take that back, yes. I would recommend not using the commercial pines for consumption. I had a bad experience with them, and I won't go any further than that, but
yeah, that's correct. The commercial pines are the kind that you use for wood.
Yep.
You want the wild ones, and we're talking exclusively about the wild red and white pine that grow in the bush. And yes, I don't like the Western Ponderosa or the commercial.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I used
point.
The commercial, and I got a wild one, so. God bless you. I'll let y'all go. I'll let y'all catch another call. God bless you.
Thank you, Tom. All right, folks, again, the number's 800-295-3737. 800-295-3737 to call and order.
Yeah, let me emphasize that I specialize in looking for something edible, something that we can use. I don't like to mess with things that are fringe, like for example, a turpentine or a wood pine. To me, you have to go to the bush, in the wilderness, in the wild areas, and then you can find what you need.
All right, folks, there you go. We're about out of time for tonight. And Dr. Cass, thank you for taking time to join us. I can tell you're still not feeling like you're on the top of the ladder.
No,
but
this is the first show I've done in 3 to 6 months. But
well, I'm glad you're still with us.
I got through it, and anyway.
Yeah, you did.
Thank
you for being here.
I am using the pine. I was a dead man. When I finish this, I'll be like the Lazarus I was a dead man, and I must tell you the pine tea and the capsules have helped me considerably.
All right.
So if that is a guidance to your listeners, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it is. Dr. Cass, thank you. I'll be in touch in the very near future, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless, my friend. Thank you for everything. All right, folks, you heard it. Call him up at 800-295-3737. That's 800-295-3737. Mention you heard on our broadcast. You get the books for free and the space on the product. Yes, I have the product on order. I hope it gets here pretty soon. I was hoping to have it before the radio broadcast tonight. But I read up on it some. And you just need to look at it and research it, because our Creator, our God, Yahweh God, our the Father of our Savior, gave us these things all natural. He knows what our bodies can use. We poisoned him with pharmakia, sorcery, drugs. I know I'm guilty. I know I am. But he gave us the cures if we just take time to look for it. But folks, the key of this whole thing is, let's put our faith in the one who made these things. Not in the product itself, but the one who made them for us. Let's praise him for his goodness and mercy. Every day we need to thank him for his grace and mercy towards us. Folks, I know this sounds corny. I'm going to be an old man now. I'm 73 years old, and I praise God. I still feel like going to the gym and doing some things around the house. I still feel good enough to do that. But every day I thank him for a hot plate of food on a cold night in a warm bed to sleep in. He is my Savior, my Provider, my Lord, my God, and my King. He's my Judge. He's everything all in one. And that's why I don't fear what's coming. I don't say I look forward to it. But keep your eyes on Christ. As Peter did when he got out of the boat. He didn't start sinking until he took his eyes off Christ. Keep your eyes on him, and what he has in store for you in the future is up to him. If you'll help us keep this broadcast going out, folks, we'd love so much to be able to expand even more to more listeners. I know that the message of hope in Christ is vitally important for the whole world. No, the masses won't receive that truth. But that's not our business. Our business is to make sure that the masses hear the truth. Let them make the choice for themselves. So help us if you can, folks. Keep this thing going. And please, the packet's important. And the teaching I did on defiling the temple by changing DNA is, I think, soul-saving importance. I truly do. I mean that. I hope you will take time to consider ordering those. Yes, folks, we try to pay the bills with those. I mean, that we have to pay the bills. I mean, none of this is free. It isn't. But I pray that the ministry is blessed enough to you that we can bless you with some of these things to share with your friends and family, and you'll bless us with your prayers and your help. Well, folks, see you tomorrow night with our guest tonight, Daniel Brigman. And we're going to talk about food shortages that are happening all over the world right now, and they're making it worse every day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.